Okay, and the war. So, we got Peo there. And maybe he's dreaming back, or how we do this, I don't know, but some kind of alternative timeline again, or storyline here about, I mean, part of his storyline, where he, well, his sees there's some picture or whatever, an article or so about the person, or maybe on social media, a father, maybe some children actually are, I mean, grown up, but still children of a man who apparently just passed away. And yes, he was an art teacher and an artist. Lived all his life. In Stockholm. Although originating in our little town. And then we see his life, how it could have been. And Piyu there. If you hadn't made that decision that day to just move into the Krishna temple and become a servant of God. And there he is. I mean, he's a talented artist. He goes on there painting, and then he's playing in that band. And maybe, yes, he took up that education again, became an art teacher or whatever. And then we follow him down there into the sometimes, yes, darker regions of the, you know, where the artists hang out in the city, which is a bit dark in itself. And yeah, we already followed him on his walks through those darker regions. But then, of course, it's not all darkness, but you know, clubs, they're playing with their band there, and all kinds of little too much alcohol. Other drugs coming in, cocaine, eventually. And you know, he gets some money, buys a synthesizer, and he becomes like a Swedish his name, who worked with Bowie, Roxy Music. Anyway, he turns into a little bit like that, and the little guitar there at the side, and he makes it in that band, and he's just sitting there playing the keyboard, making all these weird sounds. And because he's good looking, he's now on stage, and the girls come and hang around there, these artist groupies, whatever you could call them. Yeah, you show that that scene there. As far as we can show it, because I wasn't part of it in the '80s really, but yeah, somewhat high it would have been, but then you have the small town guy there. He's not going down into that dungeon, really. But there they are, and they're hanging out a little bit too much. Bars and pubs together, social drinking. Ooh, look out for that. But is he happy with his life? Did he ever find his dream girl? And then we have this nun lady standing there on stage someday, speaking like that. Who are you? These three questions. Who are you? Where are you? And what do you want? So he's walking around there with those questions. And then he's back now sitting there with those questions. And that lady is on some social media thing there. Yes, that's the question. Who are you? Where are you? And what do you want? Sometimes we just think, how can I get what I want? Make more money. Make some magic. It's all about getting what I want. But what do you want? What is worth wanting? Well, I want that which makes me happy. Or someone may say, I want that which I can enjoy. Does that mean being happy? Gratification of the senses. Well, that's up to each and every one of us, isn't it? Am I happy? Am I satisfied? Is my life rich and full and life, alive? Or am I living a life on rails? Whether it is going to that pub every night and doing that job and those routines. Hmm.
in my family life, and so on. Or following some program. An ashram or a monastery or spiritual group. Yeah.